You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side studios, man. We got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and yeah, like the dude just said, covering it all, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to Friday. Welcome to it. It's Friday. Fry-yay all day long. Boomer, hit that sound effect. This is
Fry-yay!
Fry-yay! Nice. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Fry-yay.
You got your fry-yay on?
I do.
All right. Well, good enough.
I'm ready. Yeah.
All right. We got a great show laid on for you. 3 o'clock today, Stephanie Smith, our frequent flyer, comes in on Fridays usually to talk about things that are happening in matters of policy. And right now, since the legislature is in session, she'll be doing a statehouse roundup with us. That's 3 o'clock today. Stephanie Smith, president of the Alabama Policy Institute. We'll have her there at 3. And then at 3:30, right after that, one of our new state representatives, State Representative Susan DuBose, will be calling in. Susan DuBose is the state rep carrying a bill that would prevent transgenders from competing in sports opposite of their biological sex in the college level. Right now, K-12 is already banned in Alabama. I'm not sure why they stopped at K-12, but now she's trying to add on the last component there and make sure that the college athletes are protected as well. So 3:30 p.m., State Representative Susan DuBose. And then we still got a whole triple dipper. Hit it, man.
The triple dipper. 3 stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. 3 themes, 3 storylines, if you will, that we are going to go with as we run today's show. So, yeah, number one, the State House Roundup. We'll be covering some things that have happened just this week. It's amazing how much comes out of Montgomery that can truly impact your day-to-day life. And it's just true. I mean, so much happens. And right now I've got a round of things that have come out just this week in the State House that you're going to want to know about. So number one, triple dipper, State House Roundup. Number two, fixing the leak. You know where I'm going here, right? We got a leak, got to fix it. Well, we got to fix it. It's a problem. But what do we know about this? What do we know about this kid who allegedly is our leaker? What do we know about this leaks, these series of leaks that have occurred? What do they contain? What are they? And, you know, and what do you think about it? I want to hear your thoughts on it. I've got everybody telling me everything from, I think it's part of a conspiracy theory and it's not real and all this. This guy's a hero, and other folks are saying he's a total villain. What do we know about him? Well, I'll tell you right now, I got opinions too. I'll share them with you. Number two on the triple dipper, fixing the leak. And then number three, I didn't get to it yesterday, so we're going to try it again. I've got it laid out there. Speak Freely is what I call it. If we can get all three dippers done, Speak Freely is the one that covers down on issues related to things like freedom of speech on campuses. Why does it appear to be different just being on a campus? But yeah, we'll talk about it. Speak Freely, that's number three on the triple dipper. All right, let me jump over here to my comments, and I'll start off by saying, man, I'm going to tell you right now, and Charlene would agree with this, I like to say that I've built a whole life off of shaving the corners off of square pegs and making them fit in round holes. I mean, basically, I believe that there's a reason, then there's also a way. The world will tell you at times that it is what it is, and I personally despise that phrase and believe that it's really, it is what you make it. In today's world, it's imperative that conservatives are willing to resist the notions, the whims, the fancies of modern progressives who bend and blow in the fickle winds of culture. If we're going to say that we are principled conservatives, then we have to be willing to back that up with principled action. We have to be willing at times to swim against the tide or shave the corners off the square pegs and shove them down those little round holes. We have to be willing to resist. Sometimes it takes getting creative. Now, just for an example, I got to tell you something. I heard a story, blew my mind. You talk about a guy who shaved the corners off of square pegs and fed them in round holes. Have you seen the story about the guy in California who ate at a Six Flags park twice a day, every day for 7 years? I kid you not. Six Flags, meal, twice a day, every day, 7 years. So why would he do this? You're probably wondering what that has to do with anything related to pushing back against woke culture, but it has everything to do with it. You see, this guy took things into his own hands. He was swimming in debt, especially student loans, but he found out he could save tons of money by eating at Six Flags. So he did every day for 7 years. That's genius. That's next level. Wait, some of you are wondering why I would think it's a good idea. Because it was a way of finding the creative workaround. It was resistance to what was weighing him down in life. Here's the deal. He graduated from college with massive student loans, right? But he was resourceful. He discovered that if he paid $150 a year to Six Flags, it got him a year-round pass that came with two meals a day. So he takes all the money he saves and applies it to his debt. And as a result, when I last read the article, he had paid down nearly all of his student loans. He bought a house, and he was getting married soon. He said he has friends that spend like over $1,500 a month on groceries and eating out. He didn't go to the grocery store once in the entire first year he did it. That's genius. But it's also a story of someone who was not going to settle for the status quo. He could have gone deeper into debt. He could have struggled to pay his bills. He could have let interest pile up. He could have begged Biden to bail him out. But no, he got creative. He resisted the notion of just sitting idle and letting life happen to him with a laissez-faire attitude of shoulder-shrugging apathy. Well, that's where we have to be right now in life in general. We have to be creative. We have to be resistant, not settling for just good enough. Like, here's an example. Yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis, he signed an abortion ban. But he has yet to declare his intent for running for president, but establishment Republicans and moderate pundits were all declaring he should not sign it. Don't sign it, Governor. Might hurt his chances for the presidency, they said. It might hurt the whole GOP ticket, they said. It might inflame the liberals. It's the right thing to do, is what he said. So he resisted, and he signed it. Okay, that's Ron DeSantis, though. He's a governor with a big war chest. What can an average Joe or Jane really do? I mean, what can we do? Plenty. Last night, I watched as a mother was interviewed on Tucker Carlson. She confessed that she's a Democrat living in Maine. But she was shocked when she found out that the staff at her daughter's public school helped her daughter to, quote, transition to be a male, even to the extent of giving her chest binders and encouraging her, all without the mother knowing. Well, the mom found out. And she didn't sit idly by and say, woe is me. She pulled her daughter out of the school, and then she went and she gave a stirring speech to the school board, and now she's suing the administration. She could have thrown her hands in the air, but she chose, instead, to resist. I mean, the left will scream and throw fits. They'll call you names. They'll demand you bow down. At the very least, they want you to step aside and to stay out of the way. Don't do it. Resist. The question becomes, how bad do you want it? Do you want to live in a country where the rule of law can be voided by whoever's in charge that day? Do you want to live in a country that believes that the elective sterilization of children is a good idea? Do you really want to live in a country that depends upon other countries for its energy sources? Do you want to live in a country where parents have no say in their children's education? Do you want to live in a country that has no control over its borders, or that appoints judges based on skin color, or that builds a military based on whether they're inclusive enough? Well, those are all happening right now. And the only way we can put a stop to it is to resist. So what does resistance look like? I mean, it comes in many forms, to be honest. It operates at many levels. Don't think for a second you have to have limitless resources or lofty positions. Nope, not at all. Resistance is a grassroots thing. Resistance is at the foot soldier level. You probably heard me tell this before, but a little over a year ago, a group of families down in Mountain Brook, they all caught wind that woke ideology had made its way to their school system. It involved some teacher training, mandatory training, that, if I recall, injected liberal ideologies into their schools, and these parents, they decided to resist. So they formed a grassroots effort. They made flyers. They made phone calls. They gathered up some others. They went to the school board en masse. And they faced up down, they faced the school board with an outpouring of community resistance. And the superintendent, he read the tea leaves, and he pulled that training from any further use. You see, they resisted. These parents did. They just resisted. I know folks who were in that group. I was actually proud to present them with an award not long after that for making a determined stand right there where they live. And I'll be honest with you, when I ran for office myself, I did not run by myself. I had people who told me they had never done or said anything political ever, but they came out and they knocked on some doors and they made some phone calls, and I could not have done it without them. They were willing to resist. Well, too often folks feel detached or disenfranchised or inadequate, but it ain't true. The question is, how much do you care? Are you willing to get uncomfortable just for a few minutes? Will you do something extra? Maybe you speak to your own school board, or you organize a group of prayer warriors to focus on an issue together every week, or you donate the cost of maybe one Friday night pizza to a local conservative candidate, and by doing so, you buy them another street sign. Who knows? If we're going to take back our state and our nation, we will only do so because the good folks of conservative, grassroots, red-blooded America decide they've had enough, and they decide to resist. Liberals won't like it. Good. I say make them work for it. Resist. That's where we are. People are waking up to the fact that they have rights, that they have options. They don't have to sit idly by. This is a possible win, but you're going to have to resist. You're going to have to get creative, like eating at Six Flags every day. It may not always be convenient, but it might get the bills paid. So resist, you bunch of right-side ruffians, and that's a wrap for the right-side way. All right, folks, there you have it. Yeah, I'm not kidding. We need more people to say, I've never done this before, but I will now. We need more people to say, I am prepared to resist. I'm prepared to do what it takes to fight that issue or to move things forward politically or to do something meaningful to preserve liberty. Doesn't matter. Grassroots. Just right there at the base level. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. I tell you what, man, we got so much to cover today. I mean, it's amazing what's happening around there. But I'm not kidding when I say that it's going to take all of us resisting to basically save our nation, in my opinion. And I don't mean that like, you know, euphemistically. I'm not giving you sort of a figurative. I'm saying there are aspects of what's happening in our culture right now that I think could wind up being catastrophic to our culture as a whole if we don't start seeing more resistance on the part of conservatives. It is not enough to just listen and grumble. It is not enough to just stand idly by and go, wow, I wish that hadn't happened. We have got to have more people engaging the processes. I'm not talking about rioting. I'm not talking about doing something wrong. I'm talking about just making your voices heard. I'm talking about getting a grassroots campaign together. I'm talking about doing things that might take you away from, you know, some of your personal downtime or something else for a little while. But you go do it, man. I'm just saying. In the middle of all that discussion, too, Boomer, you caught the part about the dude who ate at Six Flags two times a day for
brilliant.
7 years.
Like, why didn't I think about this when I was like in college or doing something like that? I mean, like, wow. Come on.
I mean, I wonder what his options were. Did he have funnel cakes every day? I mean, what do you do?
Well, I look at it as I remember getting vouchers when I went to Disney World and things, and you could walk up and get, like, you know, your normal, just a whole meal, like a burger and fries and a drink.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's kind of what it was.
I bet the staff at Six Flags knew him personally.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, Bob, you back again? Yeah, man.
You want your normal?
Yeah. Where are you eating at today? The Taco Bell stand, or what are you doing?
They totally knew him. They totally knew him. Yeah.
How many chicken fingers can you eat?
And, you know, after you get to know him for a little while, you're like, hey, you want a little bit more? All right, here you go.
Ooh.
You know?
Like a carryout bag with that, sir? Sure.
Absolutely.
I got friends lined up outside the gate. I'll be right back. This is funny. I'm looking at the text. By the way, text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-687-4448. I just saw, in fact, I got Dustin from Hazel Green. You're sending me a whole bunch of attachments, man. I'll get to them here in a minute. I'll let them stop coming in first. John from Huntsville just texted in. Phil, enjoyed that monologue. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Leanne from Huntsville sent me something. Oh, she's telling me it's going to be a three dipper day, Boomer.
Ooh, Leanne from Huntsville. Three dipper day. She's calling it.
It's a three dipper day. She says, "All right, we'll see." Leanne, you're the prognosticator winner if we get it. Dwight from Decatur, he's texting in. What are we doing here? He says, the Russians knew Russian losses. The Russians knew Ukrainian losses. The U.S. military and government knew. Only the American citizens did not know the truth. All right, point. Maybe. Raven from Russellville. Please tell everyone to look into House Bills 12, 28, and 234, gun rights infringements. Raven, are you talking state level or are you talking about something federal? If you're talking state level, we will be on it. And by the way, it won't pass. But tell me if you're talking about state or federal and where you see this. And I'll give it a look when I can. JT from Lacey Springs, 7 years at Six Flags. That's an intestinal sacrifice. Indeed. And then we got one, Paula from Lacey Springs. Eating at a recreation park does not sound very nutritious or healthy to me. I'm sure that's true. Although, you know, I'll tell you, Paula, I wonder, because in today's day and age, you know the deal. Everywhere you go, you can buy something gluten-free. You can buy something with a salad or some apple slices instead of French fries. And who knows? I mean, he may have had it kind of scouted out. Within 7 years, he knew what was there. And I would bet that he figured out ways to not mutilate his innards every day. All right. Hey, listen, we're going to be taking a break here in a moment, but I got to tell you before we go there, in case you have not heard, because we've talked about it on the show several times, just yesterday, I believe it was yesterday. Yeah. Storyline I've got here dated April 13th. That'd be yesterday. So Huntsville police officer William Darby, Ben Darby, you may recall that he was the one who was convicted of manslaughter, I believe, was incarcerated at Limestone Correctional Facility. He's convicted of murder. And the Court of Criminal Appeals reversed the verdict. It's been a big deal here in North Alabama. You got a police officer who responded to a call, who reacted according to his training, is the argument being made, but had to take out the suspect. And there's many who believe the suspect was trying to do a suicide by a cop, but whatever the case may be, Officer Darby believed that he was acting, you know, in accordance with his training and protocols, and the city of Huntsville backed him on it. The city Huntsville PD backed him on it, but the prosecutor said no, and the prosecutor had him indicted, and they convicted him. They convicted him. However, the Court of Criminal Appeals has now reversed that conviction and remanded it with new instructions that the judge should have done a few things differently. And now Officer Darby just this week, yesterday actually, has been released from prison, and he is back with his wife, Keelan Darby, who's been on the show a couple of times. So anyway, there's more to come because the trial will have to go again. But the bottom line is this, in case you hadn't already heard, Officer Ben Darby is now not behind bars and is able to breathe fresh air. So blessings on he and the family. All right, Raven for Russell just texted back in. Says it's state level, and it's strange for a constitutional carry state. Yeah, Raven, I've seen it. I think I know the bills you're talking about. And those are not going to pass. And if I'm mistaken, if it's the ones I'm thinking of, they're being carried by Democrats. So they're pretty much dead on arrival. Steve from Tennessee, Six Flags Meals, beating them with their own stick. All right, you guys, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.